As we are about to hear, ending homelessness is not just about finding a home. It can be about finding a nice home, a place that's bright, modern, and healthy to live in. This is the idea behind buildings going up across the country as communities try to move chronically homeless people off the streets. NPR's Pam Fessler and Nathan Rott visited two sites in two different parts of the country.
I'm going to start us off right next to NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., where a new building is under construction. It's pretty tall for this neighborhood, 14 stories high, and it's going to have the kind of view that everyone around here covets of both the U.S. Capitol and the Washington Monument.
It's going to be definitively an inspiring place for the folks that are in it and for this neighborhood as well.
That's Nadine Malley, who until recently had a pretty cool title. She was Director of Inspiring Places for the nonprofit group Community Solutions, which is behind this project. She's showing me what's still a concrete shell, but it will clearly be a very impressive building when it's done. It looks a little like four huge blocks randomly stacked on top of each other.
The front of the building will be predominantly glass.
To let in as much natural light as possible. Early next year, this place will be the permanent home for about 60 homeless veterans and another 60 low-income adults. Each will pay about a third of their income on rent. They'll get a nice efficiency apartment and a big open lobby with a concierge desk.
And then we have a lot of really wonderful building amenities which serve to promote community within the building. So there's a computer room, there is a gym.
Also a patio where residents can hang out, and an office for social services like job counseling and healthcare referrals, and maybe a restaurant or cafe, something to bring in the neighbors who might be wary about having such a facility nearby. And that's the whole idea behind this place. Malley says people who have the kinds of mental health and other issues that made them homeless in the first place will do better, maybe even thrive, when they live somewhere they feel calm, comfortable, and part of the community. Which is just what my colleague Nathan Rott found at a similar project in California. Right, Nate?
Yeah, exactly. I visited the Palo Verde Apartments in northern Los Angeles. They have a lot of those same amenities you were talking about. Community rooms and a computer lab, patios and a beautiful tree-filled courtyard. Difference is, these apartments are up and running, occupied by people like Emily Martinick.
This is the dream room, huh?
This is the dream apartment. I don't call it my room. Other people call it their room. This is my apartment.
Martinick has been in this apartment for 3 years, long enough to decorate the walls with posters and decorative fans, and the tables with flowers and plants.
Can you come decorate my home?
Sure.
This is beautiful.
It's hunt and pick, because I am low income.
Martinick is 63 years old. She worked for most of her life just making ends meet, by driving buses and doing telemarketing. She even owned a small notary business for a while. Then things started to slide. One of her adult sons died. The economy crumpled.
My business collapsed. It was like a slow divorce.
She stopped being able to make ends meet and ended up in a homeless shelter. Her mental health deteriorated. She was institutionalized. And then, after a while, she got the opportunity to move here, which is when she says everything changed.
The condition of my home is the condition of my mind.
That's why having this clean, neat place to herself, this home...
This... That's my sanctuary. That's basically it.
There's no doubt that this building and design works for Martinick, but you're probably wondering the same thing I was when I met with Stephanie Klasky-Gamer, the president and CEO of LA Family Housing, the nonprofit that owns this beautiful, sprawling building.
Why?
Does it cost so much? Sorry.
You know, no, because I'm sure you get asked it all the time.
All the time.
Does it cost more to build a building like this?
Yep.
About $16 million, she says, which seems like a lot for the 60 people who live here. But Klasky Gamer says that's missing the point.
Another developer would most likely have built this with much higher density. But we elected to have this kind of courtyard. We elected to have little patios and little convening spaces.
Because Klasky Gamer says it lets them better serve the people they do have, quality over quantity.
And I heard that same thing in Washington, Nate. This project in D.C. will cost $33 million, but developers insist that it's cheaper than dealing with the problems people have living on the street, like repeatedly going to the emergency room. And that's why cities and nonprofits are putting up similar buildings in places like New York, New Orleans, and San Diego. But this is addressing only a fraction of the problem. Nationwide, about 600,000 people are homeless on a given night.
44,000 of whom are in L.A. County alone. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.